Now that you have a full sense of what it's like to describe the person who you know loves you, gently allow yourself to leave your body at the desk and float your awareness across the room, through the glass door, and notice what it's like to stand next to the person who loves you. And take your time to look through the glass door and observe yourself writing your autobiography. Just stand there and notice what you look like from the perspective of being behind the glass door. And notice just how much you currently appreciate yourself. Notice your actual feelings about yourself as you look at yourself through the glass door. And now, gently and tenderly, allow yourself to enter into the body of the person who you know loves you and look through that person's eyes at yourself as you write your autobiography. That's right. See yourself through the eyes of someone who loves you. Take your time and really look. Yes. That's right. See yourself through the eyes of love. Notice what you look like over there, writing your autobiography. And notice how you move and breathe. Take your time to fully appreciate the qualities and specialnesses about yourself that you're aware of, perhaps for the first time, as you see yourself through the eyes of love. And since you're in the body of someone who loves you, notice the thoughts you hear being spoken about you. Notice the tone of voice of the positive, appreciative thoughts you hear as you experience yourself over there, writing at your desk, from the perspective of someone who you know loves you. That's right. Now gently, tenderly, allow your awareness to leave the body of the person who you know loves you and float back through the glass door, across the room, and back into your body at the desk, writing your autobiography. And take your time now to write into your autobiography that you just got through seeing yourself through the eyes of love or appreciation. And describe several of the qualities and specialnesses you noticed in yourself when you saw yourself through the eyes of love. And as you write this experience into your autobiography, begin to think of your future, of future experiences you may know are coming, and of those experiences which may surprise you. Of all the places and times in your future, tomorrow, the next day, weeks and months, and even years from now, when you'll be easily able to access this precious experience of seeing yourself through the eyes of love. Of future times and places in your life, when it's important for you to notice your special qualities right now, and deeply appreciate who and what you are in the world right now. Those future times when you'll be aware that this deep self-appreciation will encourage you to achieve more and more and more. Now begin to return to your full awareness, your full consciousness. At your own pace, I invite you to gently become increasingly wide awake and alert, listening to my voice as I speak to you now. Welcome back. The experience you just went through has provided you with the kind of deep personal self-appreciation that is often a first step in training your brain to totally support and encourage yourself.